I don't agree. Okay, I keep stressing this, right? I don't agree. Just because I understand does not mean I agree, okay? Seek the understanding, not necessarily an agreement. However, you should at least agree on this one thing, and that is to find some common ground. What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Motivate, Grind, Succeed, the podcast where we empower you. Yes, you lovely listener. Yes, you listening right now to level up your life in the areas of faith, fellowship, fitness, and finance. With each episode packed with practical tips and takeaways, actionable as well, to help you thrive, but you gotta put in that work, okay? If you enjoy the show, please leave us a rating and a review, as it really does mean the world to us. If you want to see any of the show notes or resources that we mention in the show, please check out this episode's description. One of those resources being, of course, the Foundational Pillars Coaching Program. Guys, let me tell y'all something. You're going through some analysis paralysis right now. You hear so much information about self-development this, self-improvement that. You want to be able to get in shape with this. You want to get your money up like that. You want to be able to build up a great network. You want to be able to have faith that you'll be able to do these things. A lot of stuff floating around on the internet. I know it's a lot of stuff, and it's all, well, not all. Most of it is good stuff. But a lot of it is just, you don't know what to do. You don't know where to start. You have a goal. You know you want to be successful. You know you want to self-improve. You know you want to get better something. You want to lose the weight. You want to get more money. You want to, whatever it is. If it falls within the faith, fellowship, fitness, or finance pillars, I can help you. Guys, I have a coaching program called Foundational Pillars Coaching Program. We're in it for a course of 3 months. We take you from not even knowing what in the world it is you want to do with your life. Maybe you have an idea of what you want to do with your life. We're going to figure out what goal it is that you want to achieve right now. What is your most burning, pertinent goal that you want to achieve right now? And we're going to create a step-by-step action plan for you so that way you can achieve that dream life. Now, depending on the goal, we may not be able to accomplish that exact goal in 3 months just because of the nature of some goals. But I can guarantee you, if you come prepared for the next 3 months to do the work, put in the grind for the next 90 days, I guarantee you're going to start to see some progress, guys. You're going to start to see some progress. All the stuff that we talk about in these podcast episodes, we're going to be utilizing the same stuff, but it's going to be on a personal level. I'm going to be bringing everything down to a personal level to apply it strictly just to you. It's going to be just me and you on the phone for 90 days. Not every day, of course. We're going to have bi-weekly calls, but for 90 days, I guarantee you, you're going to start to see some progress. You're going to have a much clearer goal in mind. You're going to have a much clearer vision of what it is you want to do. Guaranteed. Remember, progress, guaranteed. Not the whole goal, because that depends on the goal. But progress, I can guarantee you for that. So guys, if you are interested in getting some clarity, getting some alignment, laser focus on what your goal is, you want to get that step-by-step action plan. You want to have accountability. The most important part, in my personal opinion, of any type of goal is that accountability. And you are a Gen Z or millennial male, you're age 18 to 35, and you want this assistance, guys, I highly encourage that you check out the link in this description. Check it out. It'll be labeled as check out my coaching program, and a link will be right next to it. It'll be labeled mgs.coach. Check that link out, read the page, see what it is that I offer. And if you are interested in working with ye boy, please, I invite you to sign up for a completely free 30-minute pathway to peak performance call. We're on that call. We are going to get on the phone. Yes, you and me, yours truly, are going to get on the phone 30 minutes, and we're going to start to craft what you want your dream life to look like and some steps for you to start to get there. So that sounds like something that's interesting to you guys. Be sure to check out that link in this episode's description, and I would love to get on a call with you. But let's say you're not prepared for that. You're not 100% ready for that. That's fine. Enjoy the free value coming up just now about navigating difficult conversations, because let's be honest, we're all going to have some difficult conversations. They're inevitable. It's like Thanos. They're inevitable. They're going to happen. What do we do? How do we remain the voice of reason? How do we remain level-headed and cool in these conversations? But more importantly, how do we de-escalate these heated conversations? What's the best ways to go about it? Number one is pretty simple. And honestly, you might hate me for how simple this one is, but that is to stay calm and breathe. Why is that important? I mean, all the time you're gonna hear, oh, of course you should stay calm. Of course you should breathe. Everybody knows that. Yeah, everybody knows it, but not enough people do it. You need to stay calm, breathe. Because when you're starting to get heated and you're starting to go back and forth going at it, you'll notice your breath starts to become shallower. You're naturally hitting a fight or flight response, and you're getting to a state where you're not thinking. You're just you're not even responding. You're reacting. You're not even responding. You're reacting. And you don't want to get into that state of mind. So what you want to do is consciously just breathe. Take a breath. My recommendation is to take 2 deep breaths every time someone says something. That when you're in this kind of a difficult conversation, this heated debate, taking 2 breaths will naturally allow you some time to think and allow for you to be able to just de-escalate the whole thing. Because this person, while they're just rattling off, going, 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 they're expecting you to come at that same energy. But if you naturally operate at a slightly lower frequency than what they're at, naturally, as long as you hold still, eventually that person, most time, 9 times out of 10, that person will start to lower their frequency as well. And then you lower it again, and then they just follow the lead again. And then you lower it again, and then they follow again. And eventually you're getting to a point of de-escalation. But let's say you only can de-escalate so far, right? Because you can only, some people, they just are not, they're not taking it. They're not having it. What you want to do is seek an understanding. You want to make sure that whatever it is that you all are talking about, you're trying to get to the same end goal. If it's a debate and the core and the purpose of this debate is to understand what the other person is talking about, then fine. Debate to your heart's content. But if one person is trying to understand and the other person is trying to prove the other person wrong, you're not on the same playing field. You're not trying to seek an understanding. Someone's just trying to prove you wrong, and the other person is just trying to understand. At that point, it's almost like, what is the point of having this conversation? Because we're coming at it from 2 different angles. I'm trying to accomplish something, and you're trying to accomplish something else. And since we're not going towards the same goal, what are we doing? What are we doing? Sometimes it's not about getting to an agreement. Let's be honest. Sometimes you're just not going to agree. But at the very least, we should try to understand what we're trying to get at with this conversation, or understand where the other person is coming from. That doesn't mean you have to agree again, right? If I think red is the best color in the world and you think purple is the best color in the world, we're not going to agree. But at least I can understand that red to you means a symbol of, I don't know, a symbol of strength. And to someone else, purple means a symbol of royalty, and that resonates more with them than red. Fine, we're not going to agree, but at least I understand where you're coming from and I can respect where you're coming from. Find something that you both understand. You'll see this a lot of times, the people who are really good in these kind of conversations. You'll hear them say something along the lines of, okay, well, at least we can both agree that. And then they'll say something else. That is some common ground. So that way, once you find that and the person agrees to that, okay, now you have some stable footing. Now you both can agree on this one thing. And you'll notice that that is the grounding point of the conversation. That is important. I take that back. That is incredibly important. Because once you find some common ground, you can use that as the route for navigating this conversation. When things start going left in the conversation, things start getting a little bit haywire, say, hey, wait, remember what we said here, okay? I'm trying to say this, and remember you agreed that this is what we said, right? This is all I'm saying. You bring them back to the commonality, bring them back to the common ground. That keeps everything within a certain parameter. That way, controlling the conversation can be mitigated before it starts to go crazy, all that good stuff, okay? So make sure you find some common ground. Another very important thing is to acknowledge the emotions that are being portrayed. We're not ignoring the emotions. If you see somebody's getting a type of way about a conversational topic, acknowledge it. Say, hey, I'm getting a feeling that this topic is getting a little bit touchy for you. So either we can stop the conversation now, so that way you don't have to, you know, get into this emotional state because I don't want to upset you. Or if you would like to continue, let's just tread carefully and please be open with me if we start crossing into boundaries that you don't want to talk about. Acknowledge those things. Let those things be known. Let people know, hey, I see how you're feeling. I acknowledge how you're feeling. If you don't want to talk about it, fine. Let's just not talk about it right now. But if you are still open to talking about it, let me know what are the boundaries that we should and should not cross. So that way we have an understanding. We know what it is that we're talking about. So if the person agrees with that, then you can proceed. If they agree to not talk about it, you just dodge the bullet. And finally, plan ahead. The biggest thing is, if you know you're going to get into a difficult conversation, plan ahead. Have your points ready to go. Have your facts straight. As they say, have all your ducks in a row, right? Have everything ready to go. so that way you are ready to go. But what about the times when you can't plan ahead? Go back to the point that I made with number 2 and 3. You want to seek an understanding. Understand that this person's coming from a different perspective and they're just talking from their perspective and you're talking from yours, and seek some common ground. And then also another point here that I also mentioned before, not only do you seek understanding that they're coming from a different point of view, not only are you seeking the common ground, but make sure that the outcome of the conversation, you both are aligned on what the outcome of the conversation should be. Again, going back to the example I made before, if you're both are trying to just get information, cool, that's part of your common ground. So when things start going a little bit haywire, you say, hey, just remember, we're just trying to share knowledge. We're just trying to get an understanding of each other's points of view. That's all we're doing. We're not trying to attack each other. We're just trying to understand. We're just trying to learn. You reel it back in if it starts going left. And then, of course, again, that's the common ground. Just remember, hey, this is what we want to do. So those are the 5 points that I have for you guys. Again, stay calm and breathe is point number one. Because remember, the world is not going to end over this one disagreement, okay? Just stay calm, breathe. Remember to respond, not react. Point number 2 is to seek an understanding. Again, I'll say it one more time for this episode. You don't necessarily have to agree. You just have to understand where the person is coming from. Point number 3 is to find some common ground, because there is always some common ground in a conversation. Even if just saying, remember, we're both human, we both make mistakes. That could be common ground. I don't care what it is. Find some common ground and stick to it. Put your stake in the ground in it, so that way people can, when things go left again, you reel that thing back in saying, hey, remember, we are here. This is the common ground. This is what we're talking about. Remember, this is what we're doing here. Okay, we're not talking about this. We're not talking about that. We're talking about this specifically. Again, number 4, acknowledge the emotions. If someone is becoming visibly upset at something, take a step back. Say, hey, I can see you're becoming a little bit upset about this. Maybe we should put a pause on this. Maybe we should switch topics, switch gears. If not, then just let me know what lines we can and can't cross, being respectful of how this person feels about the situation. Finally, plan ahead. If you know you're getting into this debate, have your points in ready to go, have your ducks in a row. If you're prepared for this and it just came off of a whim, remember just to seek some understanding. Understand you don't have to agree, you just have to understand and find some common ground from where this person is coming from. And that's what I have for you for this week's episode, guys. Not only are we done with this episode, but we have successfully finished the fellowship season, guys. We made it. We made it. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another episode and another season of Motivate, Grind, Succeed, the podcast. And I hope you guys got something valuable from this episode. And guys, if you made it all the way to the end of this episode, as you know, I usually take a break around the end of the year. And we are going to be doing that because, you know, this is now December where we're finishing all this stuff off. You know, we're finishing off, you know, a third year of doing this show, and it's been fantastic. And I hope we can do this for many, many more years. But for right now, guys, I need a break. But sometime next year, I will make some announcements on social media when we're going to be doing that. But sometime next year, guys, we will be coming back, probably like around the February timeframe. But until then, I'll see you all in the next season. Hopefully you all won't miss me too much. Check out some older episodes and the Foundation of Pluto's coaching program too. Don't forget about that too. Don't forget to check all that stuff out. Links all in the episode description. Take care, and I will see you guys next time.